Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I welcome you to our study of the book of Revelation. Today we are looking at part 9. You may remember in our last study, we looked at the first four trumpet judgments. The first one was 1/3 of all vegetation was destroyed by fire. The second one, 1/3 of the sea was turned to blood and all the sea life died. The third trumpet was a falling of a star which embitters 1/3 of all the rivers and all the fountains. The fourth one was 1/3 of the sun, moon and stars turned dark. If you don't know the meaning of these things, you have to go back to our teachings. You can find it on Facebook. Follow us continuously, because you can only understand today's teaching if you understand the other ones. I just got a message today. Those of you who may think that what I'm saying is not true. How can the sun and the stars and the moon become dark? Now, somebody has put satellites into the sky. SpaceX's newest fleet of Starlink satellites are tumbling out of orbit because of a geomagnetic storm. It's happening. I got the message is from Friday. So SpaceX's newest fleet of satellites is tumbling out of orbit after being struck by a solar storm. So the sun has a storm and this causes geomagnetic storm. Up to 40 or 49 small satellites launched last week have either re-entered the atmosphere and are burned up, or are on the verge of doing so, the company said in an online update Tuesday night. SpaceX said a geomagnetic storm last Friday made the atmosphere denser, which increased the drag on the Starlink satellites, effectively dooming them. Such geomagnetic storms are caused by intense solar activity like flares, which can send streams of plasma from the sun's corona hurtling out into the space and towards the earth. This is what is happening, and we see what the Bible is saying corresponds with what is actually happening. So at the end of chapter 8, we read that John saw in Revelation chapter 8:13. We saw that as I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in the midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe! Woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blast about to be sounded by the other three angels." The first four trumpets judgments were terrible. Woe about the three that are still to come. While the first four trumpets caused natural catastrophes, we can see that the other three trumpets were not natural catastrophes, but spiritual catastrophes. We read in Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. If you are reading the New King James Version, you have to be aware that there is a wrong translation in that verse. The King James version says, I saw a star falling. But the original Greek, it says that the star had already fallen. And the key to the shaft of the abyss had already been given to him. The Bible calls angels also stars. That means messengers. Angels are called stars and they are messengers. If the star had fallen, it shows that it was a bad star, a bad angel. Actually, it means Satan had fallen to the earth. Now, Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So Jesus said, I saw Satan fall. So when Jesus says that, it happened before the revelation came. Isaiah says the same in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Now how you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a fact that has already happened. Satan has been thrown down to the earth. What is this abyss, and what is this abyss that he got a key of? He didn't receive the abyss, but he received the key to it. If you read King James Version, it says to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. A bottomless pit means the same thing as an abyss. It means without bottom, immeasurable depth. It means very deep chasm in the lowest parts of the earth, believed to be the place which is ruled by the dead and by where also all evil spirits are. The abyss of the Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 to 12 show us that the abyss, the bottomless pit, is full of evil spirits. It's also the home of the beast who makes war against the witnesses in Revelation chapter 11, verses 7 to 8. At the beginning of the millennium kingdom, the bottomless pit is a place where Satan is bound. You can read that in Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is released and promptly leads an unsuccessful revolt against God. Well, you can read in Revelation chapter 20, verse 7 to 10. The bottomless pit may also be associated with the place of Tartarus. This Greek Tartarus word is translated as hell and is used only once in the Bible in the second letter of Peter chapter 2, verse 4. It refers to a place where the angels who have sinned are reserved in chains of darkness for judgment. The NIV says these angels in Tartarus are held in gloomy dungeons. Not a nice place. If Tartarus is the same as the abyss, then the inhabitants of the bottomless pit are the same angels who sinned and left their first habitation. God uses the bottomless pit as a holding place for the most evil of his angels, including Satan himself, and those who tried and failed before the flood to thwart God's plan to bring a seed of the woman into the world. The inhabitants of the abyss are released for a very short time during the last 3.5 years of tribulations to fulfill God's purpose, namely the torment of the wicked. These prisoners of the bottomless pit hate humanity and seek to destroy them. But God is in control of their time, is in control of their terror, is in control of their power. We read in Revelation chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, "When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss, and out of the smoke locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth." You could say hell invades earth. The smoke was so dense, full of evil spirits, that you couldn't see the sun. Locusts are not ordinary kind of locusts, because according to Revelation 9:4, these locusts do not eat grass and trees. Natural grasshopper locusts, they do. Moreover, ordinary locusts do not harm men, but these do. They have power like the scorpions, and their torment is like that caused by scorpions. From verse 7 to 10, we can tell that their appearance is very peculiar and not like ordinary locusts. In Exodus 10:14, it says that there will never be a plague of locusts as it was during the time when the plagues came upon Egypt before Israel left. And Proverbs 30:27 says that locusts have no king, but the locusts in Revelation, they have a king. These locusts are probably a kind of special creatures. We can see this from the following verses. In Revelation chapter 9, verses 3, 7 and 10 say that the power of the power of them was like scorpions, and that they are like horses with tails like scorpions and stings. Then it says in Revelation 19, says that the power of the horses was in their mouth and in their tails. Luke 10:17-19, it says that the Lord has given the believers authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Demons possess these locusts. Maybe the locust itself is a demon. This is why they are so special. They are not permitted to touch those who have the seal of God on their forehead. You may remember when we spoke about chapter 7, we saw the 144,000 that were sealed with the seal of God on their foreheads. They cannot be touched by Satan. Then Revelation chapter 9, verses 4 to 6. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any part of the tree. That's what I said. But only those who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of a sting of a scorpion which strikes a man. During those days, men will seek death, but not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. We can see that these locals, they have spiritual supernatural knowledge. Spiritual supernatural knowledge. For they can receive orders. God is ordering them, and their king is Satan. And they can identify those who are sealed, and they have the order not to touch people who are sealed by God. God had ordered them not to touch, not to do anything to those who have the seal of God on them. But he does not specifically say they should harm the others. The tail of the scorpion is a sting, and the sting is sharp. Within the sting there is poison which can torment men for 5 months. The Bible does not tell us what kind of torment this will be. There are different kinds of locusts. We have locusts in the natural, and we have evil spirits in a spiritual sense. Evil spirits. So we have as there are different kinds of natural spirits, natural locusts, there are also different kinds of spirits. The torment will be so bad that people seek death. Death will disappear even though they long to die because the plague is so terrible. As we continue with this trumpet, we read in Revelation 9, 7 to 10, the locusts look like horses prepared for battle. On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like woman's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates, like breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails and stings like scorpions, and in their tails they had power to torment people for 5 months. Somebody said these locusts are helicopters who are invading the world, but I don't believe that they're helicopters, because these demons, they come of the bottomless pit, of the abyss. That's where they come from. They are demons, demon insects. The description John gives is talking of swarming creatures, because it is beyond imagination. And John didn't know how to describe. So he said, they're like locusts. They are like horses prepared for battle. They're not necessarily shaped like a horse, but they're prepared for battle. The crown upon their heads was not real crowns, but it looked like a crown of gold. He saw these demon creatures, but described it in the way that he understood. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They had no right to torment, they have right to torment the people of this world for 5 months. For 5 months. But not the ones with the seal of God upon them. It says in the Revelation 9, verses 11 and 12, they had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek Apollyon. The first woe is past, two other woes are yet to come. Natural locusts, they have no king over them. But these spirits had a king over them. The king is Abaddon or Apollyon, which both means destroyer. Satan is the destroyer of everything that is good. He destroys people, and the more he can destroy, the better for him. He destroys families through alcohol and drugs. He destroys families with all kinds, with abuse and every kind of evil. The first woe is past. Two more are to come. We read in Revelation chapter 9, verse 13. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God. We have discussed the golden altar before. We saw that the saints were killed and their blood is under the altar. Here it is different. The sound comes from the four horns on each corner of the altar. In the Old Testament, only the blood of sin offerings was put on these horns of the golden altar. Therefore, when it says the voice of the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, means God's judgment of man is based on the work of Jesus Christ. God judges because people refuse to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is God's voice. God's voice, because only God is behind the altar. Then Revelation 9, 14 to 16, it says, it said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four angels who have been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. The angels were bound for a particular hour. It was exactly planned which hour these angels were to operate. And these angels, they like to kill. They like to kill. Once they are loosed, they go out to kill people. They kill one third of the world population. We know from previous studies that lots of people had already died through wars, famine, and earthquakes, and natural catastrophes, and pandemics, and everything. If the angel would destroy one third of the population today, it would almost be 3 billion. Almost 3 billion. So imagine, even if the world population is less, how much that will be. You see, you have to understand, God is not commanding them to do it. God is not commanding it. He only releases them, and they go out to kill. Every event in the prophecies is well prepare in advance and execute at exact the time that was planned. The one third of trumpets 1 to 4 were limited to earth, sea, rivers, and a host of heavens. But these, one third of the sixth trumpet, is directly against people. People will be killed in a brief time. very fast, suddenly, a third is dying. There has been questions about the number of 200 million, this army of 200 million. What does that mean? We know that if we do not know if they were human or if they were demons. John repeats their number to make sure these are 200 million. This is the number what I heard. China has the largest army in the world with 2.5 million members, more than any other nation. Russia is first in producing horses, more than any other country. Horses are good for fighting because they're not afraid of guns and artillery. But when you add all the armies of the whole world, you do not reach 200 million. So since John repeated the number, it must be an army of evil spirits, of demons. We read in Revelation chapter 9, verses 17 to 19. The horses and the riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, out of their mouths came fire, smoke and sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by the three plagues of fire, smoke and sulfur that came out of their mouths. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes having heads with which they inflict injury. Praise the Lord. This will be a terrible war of demons against humanity. Those who trust in their military strength will come to naught. They use fire, they use smoke and sulfur. Fire burns, smoke suffocates, and sulfur stinks. All three things belong to hell. You can read that in Revelation 19, verse 3, and chapter 21, verse 8. It talks about how hell will be. Those who kill are not the horsemen. It's not the horsemen who kill, but the horses themselves. Out of the mouth of the horses proceed fire, smoke, and sulfur, by which one third of men are killed. As we see from the fifth trumpet, here is a spiritual war going on. This is not natural, this is supernatural. That's what I said. The first four trumpets were natural. From 5 to 7 is not natural. It's supernatural. An army of demons will fight. Satan and the Antichrist will be involved in all of these. The devil always wanted to kill humanity right from the beginning. Many follow him and obey what he says, make abortions, vaccines, false medicine. Many die of drugs, many die of alcohol, of criminality, of all kinds of evil. Because the devil tries to kill people. But the devil is a liar. He wants to kill what God has created. Does all the trouble make people repent? When you see so many things are happening, you have to repent. But we see in Revelation 9, and verse 20 and 21, that it was not so. It's that the rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues will still not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshipping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood. Idols that cannot see, hear, or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their theft. Whatever judgment God brings, whatever judgment God brings, people do not repent. We see that at this time, where we have where we had the Corona time, we are now in post-Corona, but the Corona time, people did not repent. And it will be the same thing during this time. Many are not interested in to hear the gospel. Many are not thinking, because when you think, you have to understand, but they don't even think, and they do not believe. Their spirit of godlessness has even entered the church. Many believers and leaders are not interested to hear. They think the church is only for those who feel like going. Many have too many other things they want to do instead of going to the church. God is put aside for the pleasures of the world. That's why Jesus said, "Do not love the world. If you love the world, you cannot be my disciple. You cannot mix both light and darkness. You cannot have light and darkness within you. It's either one or the other." It's important that we turn wholeheartedly to Him, to God. It's important that we commit ourselves to the Lord. Nothing is as important as the Lord and His house. The Lord and His house. The people of the Bible, they were ordered, they were told, you must go to the house of God. Whenever they sinned, they had to go to the house of God to bring a sin offering. But not only when they sinned, continuously, they had to bring all kinds of offerings, they had to bring and bring, they had to go to the house of God again and again. Now to attend to the house of God. We live in the New Testament. We live in the New Testament. And God and the house of God are of utter importance to us. Utter importance to us. We go to the house of God, to the church, to bless others and to be blessed. We are not going to church empty-handed. We go with our offerings, because if you come empty-handed to the church, it's a disgrace unto God. And we have to understand this. Therefore, we have to turn away from everything in the world and turn to God. Therefore, we are not looking to the pleasures of this world. We are looking forward to the pleasures of God. The rapture is so near. So near. We must be ready to be taken up in the first rapture, so that we do not be left behind, so that we don't have to experience all this terrible torment and judgment that are going to come upon the world. May God touch you and bless you. The seventh trumpet will come in chapter 11. No, I think it's chapter 12. So there is again a gap in between. So next time, that is in 2 weeks' time, We are talking about chapter 10. May God bless you. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful week. Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you.